WTAW News Time, 8 minutes. Let's make that 6 minutes after 8. The temperature is 71. Check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. Rainfall at Eastward Airport since Saturday night measures 2.54 inches. For the second time in 6 days, a convenience store on South College in Bryan has been hit by an armed robbery. Saturday morning, just before 6, two young men went into Hillcrest Grocery, struck three employees, and ran off with an undisclosed amount of money. The employees did not require medical attention. Last Monday, two men held up the mini-mart but left without any money and no one was hurt. An arrest has been made in a drug-related armed robbery reported a month ago. 20-year-old Mark Davenport Jr. of Bryan out of jail after posting bond. According to Bryan police, Davenport's accused of being one of four men who had guns that robbed a victim the afternoon of July 12th at the Saddlewood Club Apartments on Welburn Road. A Bryan man sought by police on multiple charges found Saturday night, then led officers on the chase that ended when his SUV became wedged between a police vehicle and the McDonald's building on Villa Maria next to the Taos Center. 19-year-old Cedric Fielder Jr. wanted, among other things, for leading police on two prior pursuits. School board and city officials in the Twin Cities have a busy week ahead working towards next year's budgets and tax rates. Today, the first of three straight days of budget workshops by the College Station City Council. All three begin at 3 p.m. at the Utilities Office meeting room on Graham Road. Bryan City Council receives an update on its proposed budget and tax rate during tomorrow's workshop that starts at 1:15. Local school boards will hold public hearings and consider final action on next year's budgets and making no changes in the property tax rates for maintenance and operations. Bryan School Board's public hearing tonight at 6 and in College Station tomorrow at 6:45. Tomorrow night's Blinn College Trustees meeting includes laying out legislative priorities for the next session, which for the first time includes paying $48,000 for an outside lobbyist. Trustees also consider a 40-year lease with the Texas A&M system at the Rellis campus and move forward with collecting proposals from contractors to build classrooms starting next April. Tomorrow night's meeting starts at 6:30 at the Blinn campus in Brenham. The director of Texas A&M's Energy Institute and an engineering professor has unexpectedly died. Dr. Chris Fadas would have been starting his second year at A&M. President Michael Young says Fadas died of an apparent heart attack while on vacation in Greece, which is where his funeral will be held. WTAW News Time approaching 9 minutes after 8. The temperature is 71. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. In fact, Scott, an update from the text line about your coffee cup holding. Put a spoon in your coffee cup and it won't slosh around so much when walking.
That is so brilliant.
Basic young lady training of old.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
8:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we are.
The moisture that caused the horrific flooding over southern Louisiana over the weekend continues to affect the western and central Gulf coastal states. Lots of cloudiness, scattered showers and storms today, a few with heavy downpours, 85 to 90. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, 70 to 75. Clouds tomorrow, a few breaks of sun are possible. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 85 to 90. Partial sun Wednesday at times, but there'll also be some showers and storms, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, did you boys bring your umbrellas in here?
I sure did.
Okay, because it's going to be raining by the time we finish the little radio show here.
I just got my little floppy fishing hat here.
Okay, this stuff is coming up out of the Gulf, as we've mentioned all day, and so it's traveling basically north, and it's just taken time for it to get here.
But I do have time to move my car from the south to the north. I guess the north to the south.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get to the point that we have to worry about that. I'm not sure. I mean, obviously it's early in the week, and everything that has all the indicators have been that we have good chances of showers all week long. And again, as we've told you, it's part of that system kind of that was over in Louisiana, in that it's the circulation, and it's bringing this stuff in off the Gulf. So pretty heavy showers along the coast, and As we mentioned, it's been raining probably about 3 hours now in Austin. They're going to get a little break here in a few minutes, but it's plenty of that going on. And down around Bay City, El Campo, Columbus, Brenham, I mean, that's a south to north pattern, and it's headed right up into our world. It's not raining in Huntsville right now. That stuff's headed up toward the Metroplex. And again, this is a really, it's an interesting system because, truth be told, this whole movement goes all the way up into Indiana.
Wow.
Okay, I mean, from the Rio Grande to Indiana as it's traveling across the state. What we can say is that we've gotten, you know, pretty nice wind shift, and we got northwesterly winds at about 3 miles an hour, which makes it pretty pleasant. But on and off showers today, and as far as the percentages are concerned, again, 80% today, 60 tonight, 70 on Tuesday, starting at 40 and moving to 70 on Wednesday, 50-50 on Thursday and on Friday.
And for those who may have leave their home without power this morning, BTU's reporting power restored along FM 2776.
Oh, okay. Didn't even know that that had happened. So, all right.
I feel like they knew this storm system was coming through. They just didn't know when. Because even before I left for vacation, it was, I mean, my weather app on my phone was saying it was going to rain every day.
Yeah.
So they were just like praying for rain.
And, you know, we had thought that we were going to get that over the weekend. Was thinking yesterday was going to be a nice day to just sit there and open the windows and listen to it rain. And, you know, didn't really necessarily happen in our part of the world. But anyhow, this is fairly general stuff, and while it won't be constant, gets you a chance to get in and out and get some stuff done. We'll also have moderate temperatures, which makes it much more.
And then over in Louisiana, it makes me wonder if this is the worst flooding since even Katrina.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's
without the hurricanes and the winds and the other associated problems, but just from getting dumped on.
And again, this is pretty much falling rain as opposed to water that would have been blown, which would be associated with the you know, the hurricane situation. But yeah, seeing that stuff Saturday morning, pretty amazing stuff. We had this in the Dow Jones report earlier this morning. Google may need to kind of stick to what they do well. Parent company Alphabet has announced that they are rethinking their high-speed internet business because the rollout on this has become far more expensive than they had anticipated because they were laying fiber. Now they're seeing that they may be able to go wireless, and that'll help them a lot. The idea was to basically wire cities so that they could have average speeds of about 30 times faster than or have speeds of 30 times faster than the U.S. average. But they found that digging up the streets is pretty expensive. So what they've done is they've suspended the work that they were doing in Portland. Ha-ha! Weirdos up there. And San Jose. And instead they're going to go wireless in areas like New York, Chicago, and in Dallas as well. Actually, they've already launched this service in Austin, and they have that available. But, you know, they're thinking maybe what we need to stick with is what we do, and that is we're a search engine and we're an advertising company. Yeah. Don't get into this so much. So they're kind of trying to figure out exactly how that will work. Alphabet, the parent company, hopes that the investment that they've had in Google Fiber, which is the people that were laying this, will eventually pay off with subscriber fees and, indirectly, more clicks on the search ads. Fiber costs $70 a month for the fastest internet connection and an additional $60 a month for TV. Analysts estimate a one-time cost for Alphabet of more than $500 for each home that the network reaches, but, of course, not all of them are going to subscribe.
Yeah.
So we'll see. In Kansas City, Alphabet is testing wireless technology that delivers connections from antennas on street lamps, and the company recently applied to the FCC to test experimental transmitters for wireless connections in 24 U.S. locations during the next 2 years. For their part, AT&T and Verizon also discussing using wireless technology for their last-mile connection to homes. In other words, they'll be wired to a certain area, and then when they get really down to the individual homes, then they'll go wireless. But they've launched right now in Provo, Austin, Nashville, Charlotte, and Atlanta, and they're planning to add Dallas. They're already under construction in San Antonio. No mention of Houston yet, but that's what the Google Fiber map is looking like. And, of course, We got that ginormous line that runs right up our freeway right here.
That's so right.
Good things happen here for us.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's a situation where the technology advanced after they started the other project.
Yes, exactly. No, that's exactly right, because that's what I thought when I built the house. I thought, okay, man, I'm going to be so ahead of the game, I'm going to have Cat 5 connectors in all the rooms. How stupid was that? Got a lot of blue wire that I don't use. But,
yeah.
That's all right. That's what happens. I guess it makes me feel better to know that Alphabet fell in the exact same trap I did. This is today's technology, so it'll be like this forever.
Yep.
Yeah. So, some discussion, Texas Tribune story, talking about 10 Texas school names honoring Confederates have been changed, but at least 24 haven't. So, I mean, should we be doing this?
Now, does that count what the Houston School Board did last week?
I don't know what they did. What did they do last week? Did they
they approved the $1 million or whatever to change the building names.
Okay. Well,
which was the last step in the converting.
Let me see. This was dated the 4th yesterday, so maybe so. Let's see. Yeah, here it is. It says, when classes start later this month in Texas, 10 schools in Austin, Dallas, and Houston will welcome students of the new academic year with new names, leaving 24 that still bear the names of Confederates.
You know, this is it's a sensitive subject because of the, I think, so in some ways, because you can find people on both sides of the issue that have facts, you know, but, you know, there's a lot of misinformation surrounding the Confederation itself and that it what it was focused on.
Yeah,
specifically.
I still got a problem with changing the name.
I do too. I mean, it seems like a waste of money, and the fact of the matter is you're erasing history.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I think the thing that's kind of interesting is, okay, so they've identified, you know, 29 schools. Let's head out to Midland. Robert E. Lee High School in Midland. Midland Lee. I mean, it's been there for a long time. 31% white. Okay? The football team is nicknamed the Rebels. The fans sometimes fly Confederate flags to show their support. And this is a story from back in July of 2015. That was over a year ago that they've talked about that. So, and I can remember, I mean, a lot of schools used the Confederate battle flag. A lot of schools used the Stars and Bars. They just did. It was not racist. I mean, I just don't believe it was racist at all.
It's not. I mean, it's not supposed to be. It wasn't supposed to be in the first place, but there was that one thing.
Well, and it's interesting. I was just watching something last night on AHC, American Heroes Channel, and they discussed how there were many, many situations where, let me just grab a call. Hey there.
Yeah, we're erasing history. Why don't we just change the name of the country while we're at it?
Oh, yeah. So there.
Obama Stan.
Yeah. And granted, there were people in Hollywood who had an agenda then. It happens to be in a different agenda than they have now. But if you see Birth of a Nation, the original movie back in 1913, they basically tried to make the Confederate people the heroes, that these were young people who were striving for their independence against the powerful Northeast. So they glamorized what was going on in the South. And again, how does history change things? I think there are any number of situations that existed besides just the slavery question.
Exactly. That's the main thing. History is written by the winners, you know.
Sure.
But the fact of the matter is you know, these guys weren't all out there just fighting because they insisted upon having slaves.
Right. Now, you say history is written by the winners, and that's true, but the glamour was written by the losers.
Yeah.
The glamour was written by the losers. There were, you know, they talked about how what this had to do with was Ulysses. It was just part of the narrative. Ulysses S. Grant was a drunkard. Well, he really wasn't a drunkard, truth be told. He was actually very sensitive to alcohol, and he could take just one drink, and it would cause him to act as if he had had many more. So he got that. There was never any proof, for instance, that he was drinking while on duty, and that included not just planned attacks when the rebels attacked them. There was nothing that indicated that he was, in fact, under the influence of alcohol at all. But, you know, you get those stories. They go out there. But go ahead. Anyway.
Yeah. I got a text message. Evadale rebels, they are not changing.
Good. There you are. I mean, right on. Well, and are we just going to get to the point where that's it? Are we going to have like the New Northdale cottage cheesers or something.
Well,
I mean,
yeah. When's it going to get to the point where, like, oh, you can't even say the word rebel anymore?
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't apply to anything.
That's right.
We're going to erase it from Star Wars.
We'll
you know?
Just see. We'll just see. Yeah, here's that story you had mentioned, Bill. 8 schools in Houston that had either the colors or the spirit or the name of the Confederacy, gone.
And I could see the $1 million going to something like educating children.
Oh, now quit being silly. There's just no reason to be talking about that. All right, here we go. We'll wash our ears out with this. The hottest color trend right now would be Tumblr pink. Tumblr pink. It's also called rose quartz pink. The distinctive pastel shade is on everything. Calvin Klein ads. Vans Old Schools, Drake's Hotline Bling, Gucci Runway Shows, everywhere. Also, Bentley Convertibles. Its staying power is partly fueled by the gradual move toward fashion gender neutrality. Let's move with that. Get rid of Confederate heroes' names, and let's move to gender neutrality.
Real men wear pink.
Yes, of course they do. There. All right. Virginia Beach firefighters have made more than 1,000 trips to the same residence over the past 3 years. Officials say they've been repeatedly called to the home of George Nimnick.
Would that include our former College Station fire chief?
Well, it may very well be. He could be making the calls, at least hearing about him. He needs help 2 times a day, getting in and out of his bed. George says that, well, he can't afford his folks say that they can't afford to pay for a caregiver, and they don't qualify for special services. So the fire department says the situation has become a problem for both them and local taxpayers. Unclear if they plan to stop responding to the man's calls for help. He calls to get help in and out of bed every day. That's thousands of times.
Wow.
Just saying. Okay, if you really want the bike, video cam footage caught a man in Japan stealing a bike. Bike was chained to a tree.
Oh, I love those.
Didn't cut the chain. Nope, didn't. Or ditch the tire tool. Nope. In fact, he cut down the tree.
What?
Yep. Yep. Put the bike on his motorcycle and drove away. Why does he need a bike? What? He's got a motorcycle.
Seems like a lot of work.
8:23.
Not a lot of payoff there.
Hey, this date, some interesting things happen. On this date, a big art fair happened in Bethel, New York in 1969.
Woodstock.
On the farm of Max Yasger. Yep, it was Woodstock. Again, it was called the Woodstock Music and Art Fair. I don't remember seeing any art.
Yeah, well,
did we ever see any photographs, any yarn work, anything?
There was some artistic dancing
going
on.
Yeah, there was. I guess that's probably right. But
that probably wasn't on purpose.
No, but that was the normal, that was the official name of it, that it was an art fair. We're going to just have this little art fair, and we hope somebody shows up.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 to implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now.
Real Estate Investment Trust, MAA, is nearing a deal to buy Atlanta-based Post Properties for $4 billion, bringing together two major apartment owners. Shares of both companies have soared in recent years as investors have been drawn to their relatively rich payouts with interest rates at historic lows. Groupon is slowly winning back investors months after its CEO lamented that Wall Street misunderstood the online discounter's business model. Its stock has rebounded. The company is projected to book revenue of $3 billion this year. Volkswagen has won German regulatory approval for technical fixes on another 460,000 diesel cars with illicit emissions control software, raising the number of vehicles cleared for repair to over 5 million. In the U.S., the German automaker still lacks technical fixes and is in the process of testing hardware and software that could help it avoid having to buy back 475,000 affected cars. On Wall Street, futures syndicating a higher open. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
The world's oldest predator. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. In the frigid waters of the North Atlantic, Greenland sharks move so slowly, scientists think they wait for their prey to fall asleep before leisurely attacking. Now, their unhurried lifestyle has earned them top honors as the world's longest-lived vertebrate, according to the journal Science. Using radiocarbon dating, University of Copenhagen marine biologist Julius Nielsen and his team calculated that the most senior shark they studied was just a few years shy of her 400th birthday.
And I think it's the combination of a very, very big body size and then also very low body temperature.
Nielsen says the sharks don't even reproduce for the first time until they're more than 150 years old, which could put their population at risk since they can't replace themselves quickly. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley's source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-587-6435 or visit ctwp.com today.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors the best of the Brazos for 2016. Here's your mid-year update. Average sales price of homes, $227,900. Average days on the market, 86. Currently, we have a 90-day supply of homes, which means it's a seller's market. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Let's start the week with some good news about passwords. Kim Commando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Until now, we've all been told that a good secure password requires at least 8 or 9 characters, using both upper and lowercase letters, a number or two, and a few symbols. But nobody pays attention to these warnings because nobody can remember a password made up of gibberish. Good news, researchers at Carnegie Mellon University say that passphrases are just as good for your online security. Long phrases provide the same randomness as does random collection of letters and symbols. Try one like this. I love fresh sashimi tuna. That's 21 lowercase letters, no spaces. Easy for me to remember because it's true, but very difficult to hack because the phrase is so long. One rule, always use between 16 and 64 letters. And get all your tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Ever wish you could hear the Kim Komando Show again because you missed something or forgot to write Kim's tip down? Now you can listen again when you want in crystal clear digital audio. It sounds great. All you need is a Kim's Club membership to get Kim's podcast, webcast, and more. Get your free 15-day trial now. Download the show, watch the show, get it all for free. Then it's only a little more than a dollar a week. Sign up now at club.commando.com. That's club.commando.com. Club.commando.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time, 28 minutes from 9, the temperature at 72. Check of the Branson Valley Weather follows the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. I'm Bill Oliver. BTU crews have responded to a pair of power outages. Right now, they're in the process of restoring power to 55 customers on Coulter to 31st. It's after taking care of an outage northeast of Bryan along FM 2776. Rainfall at Eastward Airport since Saturday night measures at 2.54 inches. City councils and school boards in the Twin Cities all deal with next year's proposed budgets this week. School boards will hold public hearings on the budgets and proposed property tax rates, which will not change for maintenance and operations. Bryan ISD's public hearing tonight at 6 in College Station tomorrow at 6:45. Today begins three straight days of budget workshops with the College Station City Council. After learning last week, staff recommendations to raise the property tax rate by 2 cents. Workshops start each afternoon at 3 at the Utilities Office meeting room on Graham Road. Tomorrow afternoon's Bryan City Council workshop, which begins at 1:15 at City Hall, includes an update on its proposed budget and tax rate, along with consultants' recommendations for the city's next comprehensive plan and Parks Master Plan. Blinn College has hired a lobbyist for the upcoming legislative session, a first in the school's 133-year history. Hillco Partners promotes itself as the premier government affairs consulting firm. Austin-based company getting $48,000 plus expenses from Blinn for 12 months of services. Blinn also gets legislative services through the Texas Association of Community Colleges, which is also located in Austin. And there's at least one Blinn administrator that monitors legislative activity. Blinn trustees did not vote on the Hillco contract, but approved the funding as part of the college's new budget year that starts next month. As to why Blinn has hired Hillco, college officials did not want to talk about that until after they revealed their legislative priorities to the Board of Trustees, which is tomorrow night. But a summary included with the trustees' meeting agenda says their legislative priorities have 6 items, 5 calling for more money. The 6 is to grow Blinn's workforce development program. Other business for Blinn trustees tomorrow night in Brenham includes formalizing the new branch at Texas A&M's Aurelius campus. There's a 40-year lease with an option for a 10-year extension with the A&M system, and administrators want to solicit building proposals in order to start construction next April. Trustees also being asked to solicit bids for 2 projects on the Villa Maria campus, one to repair the exterior of the Student Center and Library, the other to replace boilers that provide hot water and heat for the campus. The director of Texas A&M's Energy Institute and engineering professor has unexpectedly died. Dr. Chris Fildes would have been starting his second year at A&M. President Michael Young says Fildes died of an apparent heart attack while on vacation in Greece, which is where his funeral will be held. 5 Bryan police officers responded Saturday night to catching someone who had evaded arrest 2 prior times. 19-year-old Cedric Fielder Jr. of Bryan stopped following a 3rd chase after he wedged his SUV between the McDonald's on Villa Maria by the Tejas Center and a police vehicle. According to the arrest report, Fielder also accused of threatening to shoot people who reported his location to police. Fielder also arrested for a probation violation from a burglary conviction 2 years ago. 3 employees working at a Bryan convenience store early Saturday morning were the victims of an armed robbery. Police report this was just before 6 a.m. Saturday at Hillcrest Grocery on South College. All 3 were struck by the suspect, but their injuries did not require medical attention. two young men in dark clothing and had their faces covered. They took an undisclosed amount of money. Law enforcement also looking for two men who held up the mini mart on South College on Monday night last week. No one hurt. No money was taken. A Bryan man spent 2.5 hours in jail before he was released on bond following his arrest for armed robbery outside a Bryan apartment complex a month ago. Police report 20-year-old Mark Davenport Jr. was one of four men involved in a drug-related holdup at the Saddlewood Club Apartments on Welburn Road the afternoon of July 12th. No other arrests have been made. No one was injured. College Station man going to prison for 30 years for attacking his girlfriend twice in a six-month period. The punishment given to 36-year-old Quincy Burleson also involves violating bond after he was arrested for the first attack. That followed a plea agreement after a Brazos County District Court jury was picked for the first time to consider the charge of violating bond.
Violation of protective order and violation of bond condition is one of the few offenses that a defendant can actually be held without bond. And so that gives the victim the security knowing that their attacker or abuser is behind bars and cannot harass them, bother them while a trial is pending.
That's Assistant Brazos County District Attorney Jessica Eskew. Last October, Burleson arrested for striking and pulling out the woman's hair. This past April, while out on bond, Burleson was arrested after dragging the woman out of his vehicle and hitting her again. WTAW News Time, 23 minutes from 9, the temperature 72. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by Awards and More. More local news at noon, anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott-Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us Best Home Builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
12thMan.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M athletics. 12thMan.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thMan.com is schedules, game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thMan.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thMan.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to talk about what's going on in the arts. Holly's here this morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. It's summertime. We need to find something fun to do. What do you got for us? Got any ideas?
Oh, I got several ideas.
Okay.
First of all, I first want to introduce Bucky Bachmeyer. He is with Hairstock.
Okay.
And his event is coming up on August 19th.
You said Hairstock.
I did.
Okay.
It's a music festival, and he can discuss a little bit more in the lineup and all that. So I'm going to turn it over to him.
All right, Bucky, I'm dying to know. Tell me about Hairstock.
Hairstock is a three-day event, musical event, with about 40 artists all over Texas, all different kinds of genres, everything from Americana folk rock to indie rock. It is an all the proceeds are donated away every year, and this is our ninth year that we've been doing this. We started back in 2008, and I mean, just a little backstory. Hairstock comes from, there's a small community.
I can't imagine I'd want to know why it's called Hairstock. Go ahead and share with us, though.
There's a small community outside of Taylor Thrall area on Highway 79. It's called Hair Texas, H-A-R-E.
Really?
And that is where the first one was held.
Okay.
And then in year two, we were looking for a venue to move to, and we decided to bring it back home. And we got hooked up with the beer joint out on Highway 30, and they said, sure, come do whatever you want to do. And it's been there ever since year two. But we decided to keep the name. So
yeah,
that's that's where hair comes from.
All right, so the dates are the 19th, 20th, and 21st. What time do the acts start, and what time do they finish?
We start on Friday night, the 19th. We start at doors will actually open at 7. Music will start at 8. And then the 20th and 21st will get started at noon. And the 20th will go all the way till 2 a.m., and then the 21st will be wrapped up by 11 p.m. So we'll be pretty early on Sunday, so you can still get home, get the kids to school the next day, get it to work the next day.
Get back to work.
Recover the next day, whatever you need to do.
Hairstock, I love it. All right. If you want some more information, you have a website or anything?
Yes, sir. www.harestock.com, or you can check out our Facebook page. We keep that pretty regularly updated with everything that we got coming out. So if you want to search Hairstock on Facebook, that's where you can find us too.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
What else you got?
Well, we're gearing up. If you're a parent and you like to plan ahead, we have Art After School coming up in September.
Okay.
So registration is going to be open soon. Go to our website, acbv.org. You can choose either to go on Mondays or Wednesdays, and class times are from 4:15 to 5:45, and it's for kids between the ages of 6 and 10.
And they learn how to do art things?
They do. We actually he's a Navasota artist in residence, Eric Theodore. He's mm-hmm. going to stick around for a little bit longer, and he's going to teach that, and he's really, really good with kids. He actually helped out with our summer art camp, and he'll teach them all the different techniques. They'll have different projects and kind of expand their knowledge and their creativity with the arts.
Very good. Okay. Well, thanks, Holly. Oh, and if they want information on that or anything else, the calendar is?
ACBV.org.
Great. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Dr. David Rusing for his positive influence on this community. Dr. Rusing is a professor emeritus at Texas A&M and has offered his time to organizations including the Texas Rural Leadership Program and the International Rural Church Association. His commitment to local government, like the College Station City Council and the Bryan College Station Sister Cities Board, has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Dr. Rusing for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Good morning. It's 8:43, News Talk 1620 WTAW. London Telegraph ran a list of the most disappointing tourist sites around the world.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah. And we got three of the top 10. Yee-hee!
Woo-hoo!
Okay, anyway, so here we go. Number 10 is the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Well, hang on. Number 9, it's Brandenburg Gate, Germany. Number 8, the pyramids.
Really?
I don't know.
These are disappointing?
That's what it says.
I would love to see the Leaning Tower of Pisa or the pyramids. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. The White House?
Really?
Don't know. Spanish Steps in Rome. Number 5 is the Statue of Liberty. Number 4 is Ramblas in Spain. Number 3 is Times Square. Number 2 is the Louvre, which is like the Mona Lisa. And number 1 is the Eiffel Tower.
So what are their recommendations to visit?
Maybe we'll have those tomorrow. I'm hoping we will.
Come see the world's largest ball of yarn.
Yeah. You know what there's...
I mean, I have been to the world's largest ball of twine. Okay. I mean, of barbed wire.
Oh, okay. And did you find it fascinating?
Got right to the point.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
And the deepest hand dug well.
Right. Okay. Now they had a gift shop, I'm sure.
Both in Kansas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. even Britain's Stonehenge took a hit on the local list, called "quote just a load of rocks."
Ooh, is Mr. Down?
Just a load of rocks. Just a load of rocks.
Yeah. Anyway.
What?
I'm not sure. The deal is with now and again. The Mona Lisa, kind of like the Alamo, it's a whole lot smaller than you thought, and you might miss it if you're not paying attention. But what they do at the Louvre is they have guards there who just keep moving people along about every 30 seconds. You know, this is all the time you get. You know, you got to move on. But still, these things are so iconic.
Yeah, they're major parts of artistic history.
Okay. Oh, hear the word you just said?
Artistic.
No.
History.
Oh,
Well, I said a number of words.
Yeah, so. That's it. But I'm just saying. But if you lose the sense of connection with the past, then those things suddenly don't mean anything anymore.
Yeah.
And that's it's disappointing that's the world that we live in. But that is the world that we live in.
Mm.
Here's what people care more about: flying cockroaches. They are an actual thing, and it's all the fault of the hot weather.
Wait, did you just say they're an actual thing because you've never seen them before?
Well, this is the story.
Oh, okay.
I'm
from Houston. They're everywhere.
Yes, the despised vermin thrive in the hot and humid heat that is over much of U.S. America right now, especially New York City. USA Today says with more heat, cockroaches have more use of their muscles. The more activity, the more flight. That means cockroaches that don't usually fly now have the ability to stretch their wings. No, my experience with cockroaches had been that they would fly when they are finally at a point where they cannot escape by running.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they will, sure. I mean, but again, Yankees don't know that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, if they would put some Pokemon stops in the loo, I think they would
probably right. Yes, exactly
make
right.
The difference in the world
again,
there. Yeah.
Again, yeah.
Yeah, my experience with them is that I see them on a wall or something.
Sure.
And as soon as I see them, they see me.
That's right.
And they're like, oh, dive bomb
right in
my face.
There you are. And that's the other thing. I mean, they know. They got
it.
Yeah,
they can sense it.
You're talking the water bug type, right? About the size of your thumb.
Yeah, yeah. Those big, yeah.
Because those little bitty ones, they're not a big deal.
Nah.
But nonetheless.
No, I'm talking about the giant flying monster dragon ones.
That's
yeah.
the one, exactly. Well, again, the Yankees don't know that, and so all of a sudden they think it's a thing, and they want the rest of the country to know about it. Well, come to Texas. We got them.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1014 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-1014. 800-300-1014.
I've lived in the Brazos Valley for 32 years, almost half my life, and there are a few places that I have not enjoyed nearly enough. And one of those is Lake Bryan. Wow. If you've got a tent, got some barbecue equipment, a swimsuit, some sunblock, well, it's about the best time for the money that you can get in this town. Lake Bryan, if you don't know, is off of OSR, about 7 miles west of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. 125 acres of campsites for RVs, or you can pitch your tent or whatever. There's 7 electric and water RV pads and even electric outlets nearby the tent sites, because these days, you know, you do need a fan to blow in that tent. There's beaches, there's swimming, there's boating, there's jet skiing, there's picnic tables, there's fire pits, there's public restrooms. Their boat ramp project wrapped up this last May. It's up and running, so they got a boat launch with car and trailer parking. Constant level lake, you know, you can fish from the bank or you can boat or wherever you want to drop a line. Now you're having a party, a wedding reception, a reunion. Well, they got a pavilion with 6 picnic tables, a fire pit, and the price is right, really. $75 from 9 to 3 or from 4 to 11. But if you want it all day long from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night, it's just $150. Now, I hadn't even mentioned yet the Lakeside Ice House, where Friday, Saturday, and Sunday they rock there. Live music most nights. They open Friday from 5 to midnight, Saturday from noon to midnight, Sunday from 11 to 10. Brunch served Sundays from 11 to 3. Now, did I mention entertainment? Well, this Friday it's Clayton Gardner. Sunday it's Jared Justice. He's of the Docks. The Texas Unlimited Band is scheduled for August the 26th and August 27th. Listen to this lineup. It's a local fest featuring Odd Folks, Forever Today, Electric Astronauts, and the Docks. September 3rd is the Brazos Valley All-Star Band, and September the 4th is Zane Williams with special guest Austin English Band. The rest of September will feature such acts as the Texas Twisters, the Texas Unlimited Band, Austin English, Jared Justice of the Docks will be back, and Parker Heights coming on September the 30th. Now, the entry to Lake Bryan is $5. And if you want to pitch a tent overnight, it's another $5. To reserve an RV site, $35, but $50 on Aggie home football weekends. Now, my aim here was to talk about Lake Bryan. It's a great place. Talking about what's coming up at the Ice House, all the entertainment, that was just kind of a free ad for them. But it's all together there at Lake Bryan. So there's a lot of great state parks in Texas, I know. Bastrop's not far away. It's got one, but you don't have to go that far. Lake Bryan pretty much has it all. If you haven't been there, or if you haven't been there lately, I really suggest it before the summer runs out. Lake Bryan, great place. It's a Bravo Brazos Valley. That's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors the best of the Brazos for 2016. Here's your mid-year update. Average sales price of homes, $227,900. Average days on the market, 86. Currently, we have a 90-day supply of homes, which means it's a seller's market. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Howdy, this is Pat Sevcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sevcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sevcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Does your sewing machine go clankety-clank or bang-bang-bang-bang? If it does, you need to come on down to Sovac City. Sovac City has been repairing sewing machines in the Brazos Valley for almost 30 years now. We can fix most any home sewing machine from the most simple to the big computerized embroidery machines. At Sovac City, we stock thousands of parts so we can get your machine back to you in a timely manner. We also guarantee our work. If it isn't right, we'll make it right. Wonder if we're really that good? Ask your neighbor. We probably fixed hers. Sovac City on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
Hey, about 7 till. Good morning. News Talk 1620 WTWC Infomaniacs. It's, we want to try to get you on the cutting edge. We want to be ahead of the curve whenever possible. So this might be the hottest Halloween costume for 2016.
Uh-oh.
Just want to let you know now.
Not Trump.
Go look for, no. No, it'd be the...
Not a Trump-Hillary combination.
No, no. It would be the Buddhist Kung Fu Nuns. Buddhist Kung Fu Nuns.
That is a lot of stuff to combine.
The Druk Umatad Nunnery in Nepal is their home, and they really are the domestic divas of the Buddhist monks. But 26 years ago, they had enough. They broke off. They formed their own sect where women are treated as equals. They started practicing kung fu for 2 hours a day, and now they pretty much are kung fu nuns.
Everybody awesome. Is kung fu fighting.
Yes, exactly. I like that.
I'm looking at this and like, yeah, they're. I mean, it looks like every karate movie you've ever seen or anything, kung fu movie you've ever seen.
Subtitles?
No talking, but...
Okay. Well, we got kung fu nuns, and then, of course, who knew that bikini boxing was so violent?
What?
Police departments from five towns converged on Ralston, Nebraska for a disturbance after a bikini boxing match.
I have to call my friend up there in Omaha about that.
Okay, people were refusing to leave. That's when the extra help was called in. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. What, they hadn't gotten enough bikini boxing? That sounds more fun than kung fu fighting,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
Rescue crews in Connecticut had their hands full this weekend saving a squirrel. Enfield Emergency Medical Services responded to reports of a squirrel with his head stuck in a plastic cup when they arrived at the scene.
Aww.
Jumping and flipping around in the air uncomfortably trying to get the cup off its head. One rescuer covered the animal with a blanket while another pulled it loose. The freed squirrel was last seen scampering away. Just remember, they're rats with furry tails.
Keep America beautiful.
At least They saved the squirrel.
Yeah, that's it. So U.S. America now has 60 total medals, and I got a story here, I think, where now U.S. America has, we now have been awarded 1,000 medals in the history of the Olympics.
Saw somebody make a big deal about
that. Is that right? Yeah. Was it? Okay. I didn't.
I don't recall who was the lucky duck there. But
Quack, quack. by the way, Michael Phelps may be untouchable in the water, but even he can't outswim the tax man. America's Olympic medalists must pay state and federal taxes on the prize money that they get for winning. The U.S. Olympic Committee awards $25,000 for gold, $15,000 for silver, $10,000 for bronze. That's not all. Olympians also have to pay tax on the value of the medals themselves. The gold and silver medals are made mostly of silver, while the bronze medals are composed mostly of copper. Rio's medals are among the largest and heaviest ever and contain about 500 grams of either silver or copper. The value of the gold medal is about $564. Silver is worth $300, and bronze is worth a negligible amount, and it's not taxed. So, all right, now, and Rick from Pawn Stars will see this.
Yeah.
So that when somebody walks in, he'll go, well, no. I mean, well,
Hang on, I got an expert on Olympic medals.
Yeah, and it's only worth $564, and so, you know, I got to retail it, I got to display it, I'll give you $200, you know. So that's what he'll be doing on that.
This is what baffles me, though. Gold medal only gets $25,000?
Yeah.
He devoted his entire life to this.
Granted,
he's got 20, but...
There's a story in the Wall Street Journal this morning saying, now, think about the training regimen. Because he took off for a while, okay? He took off for a while, and he comes back stronger than ever. So should these people maybe not be training nonstop, competing nonstop? Maybe they just need to stop. Eat a foot long every once in a while. Smoke a little, you know, something. And
performance enhancer.
Exactly.
There are a lot of job sites you can choose from.
And they all offer an insane array of choices and options.
But when I'm looking to hire a new employee,
I go to the site that specializes in local jobs and local job seekers.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Nobody connects local job seekers with local jobs more often or better.
It's comprehensive, fast, easy to use. I can find local resumes and get local applicants quickly. Find a great employee from the community you love. Your community.
Our community.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it. But identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a Bale Track Pro Monitor controller, and a mega-wide plus pickup with mega-tough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Are you going to have your kids vaccinated before school? Houston Chronicle reporting that children vaccinated for non-medical reasons rose nearly 9% last year. So we'll see. Chronicle said 45,000 Texas school children were not vaccinated due to conscientious exemption.